It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. For more than 40 years, Sonia Manzano lived on Sesame Street. She played Maria, who taught her young viewers some of life's most important lessons, and she had a knack for storytelling.
Hi, I'm waiting for Maria, and I'm very excited. I can't wait till she gets here, because it's story time.
Hi, Big Bird. Ready
Hi,
for
Maria.
Your story?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, now which one of these should I read today?
Well, you know, I've read all of them many times. I'm tired of them. Maybe you could make me up a story.
And she did. Sometimes this week, Sonia Manzano comes to Atlanta's Center for Puppetry Arts. She's there for an event paying homage to the women of the Jim Henson Company. Sonia, it is a true honor.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
I want to play a clip for you because, you know, I'm not going to fangirl all over you, but you must meet women like me all the time for whom you were one of their earliest female adult mentors. And so I want to play this clip where you're talking to Big Bird, and you're talking about asking for a raise.
I'm trying to figure out the right way to go in there and ask Luis to give me a raise.
Oh, I see. Maria?
Huh?
What's a raise?
Well, it means that I'm going to ask him to pay me more money for the work I do in the fix-it shop.
Oh, that's very important.
Yeah, you're telling me.
How conscious were you of being that kind of role model for millions of young girls?
Well, I was very conscious about it. And I have recently seen that Sesame Street bit, and it really is wonderful, and it's so carefully written. And there was a lot of research went into it to exactly what we wanted to say to young women. And you're not the first woman to point out that segment. I've met many women 20 years younger than I who have said to me, seeing that segment made me want to get a job when I grew up and make money. So it was in the heyday of the feminist movement when Sesame Street decided to really address that issue. And I'm glad you brought that up. I totally had forgotten about it. It's a very good bit.
And there were many that were like that, frankly. You were about to say something.
Yes. There were many. I remember I had lots of issues with Oscar the Grouch at that time on network television. We were watching All in the Family, so he was a bit Archie Bunker-ish. We would be inspired by everything else that we were watching on television, and he would, you know, in a kind of a in a way a preschooler could understand, Maria would be offended if he would call her little lady. She would be offended when he pacified her by giving her flowers. Maria got a job as a construction worker once.
Yeah.
So there were very subtle messages and kind of overt messages as well. But, you know, that show, Sesame Street, always was inspired by what was going on in the social fabric of the country.
And you weren't just a role model for young women, and I'm sure for many young men as well, but you were a pretty important and very early role model for people of color and young women of color. I wanted to play this comment from the bilingual children's book author Graciela Tiscarino Sato, who grew up watching Sesame Street, and here she is talking about seeing you speak in both Spanish and English on Sesame Street for NPR.
Because I didn't see my mom doing that. I mean, she wasn't gathering the neighborhood kids and the guy who lived in the trash can telling stories. You know, that was on TV. She had that role of the neighborhood storyteller, and that she could speak in Spanish, and then she would switch over and tell you how you say it in English. And I needed that.
So here is a woman who went on to become an award-winning children's book author, and she's literally telling NPR that you are part of her inspiration. How do you do both that serious work and still make it entertaining?
I think that I always remembered myself watching television as a little girl. I was born and raised in the 50s in New York, and I watched a lot of television. I watched shows like Leave It to Beaver and Father Knows Best, shows that you can see on TV Land now. shows of the 50s. And of course, they never had any people of color on those shows. And Latinos were invisible in the media. It was like we did not exist. And I remember wondering how I was going to what I was going to contribute to a society that didn't see me, because obviously I wasn't seen if I wasn't reflected in the media. So I remember that feeling. And when I got the opportunity of leaving that for young girls in the late 60s, I ran with it. The show wanted me to do that. They kept telling me they wanted Latino girls to finally have someone that they could relate to. So it was very important to me to send the exact right message. Now, did I think about everything Maria did and said? No, I thought the way to go is be as sincere as possible. And I think that Maria is really Sonia, a better Sonia, a more, she's Sonia on purpose.
I'm speaking with Sonia Manzano, who for more than 40 years played Maria on Sesame Street. She will be at Atlanta's Center for Puppetry Arts this weekend for an event celebrating the women of the Muppets. So let's find out, if you will, how they did that, or how Jim Henson did that specifically, because what we see often, especially in media companies, is they will hire a diverse talent, women and people of color, but they're not empowered. And it sounds like you're saying you were empowered. Your opinion was listened to and even followed sometimes.
Yes.
How did they do what so many companies have failed to do?
Well, I think that they hired people with the idea of, I'm hiring you to tell me what I don't know. I already know what I know. I want to know what you know. Most people now hire people who agree with them and don't take any projects further. Jim Henson would hire people, let's say, like Richard Hunt, who was a zany, sometimes difficult puppeteer, but his talent was so great, and he brought so much to the table that you kind of accepted all of the eccentricities that came along with it.
And Richard Hunt was Scooter,
Richard Hunt,
Janice, Beaker,
right,
I think.
Forgetful yeah. Jones. He was Forgetful Jones on the show. Kevin Clash, who was the original Elmo, was also kind of tossed the puppet and said, see what you can do with it. And, you know, allowed to do that. Fran Brill was, of course, Prairie Dawn, the little girl megalomaniac that was such a hilarious character on the show. And they I even tried puppeteering for a while, but I had absolutely no talent for it. But they were interested in giving me a shot. I think that's what made the show great, and what certainly makes Jim Henson great, even at a time when not a lot of women wanted to be puppeteers.
You got during the show, you got to talk to a lot of really famous people. I want to play a clip of you speaking to another Sonia Sotomayor, who's a U.S. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court justice. She had some tea with you, so here's a little clip of that.
This is my friend, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Hi, everybody.
Un cafecito?
Sí, gracias.
Finally, justice will be served.
Well, hey, baby bear.
Hi. Hey, I heard that there was a Supreme Court justice on Sesame Street.
There is, baby bear. There is.
Hi, baby bear. I am Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, but you can call me Justice.
What it must have been like for you to meet that, you know, so many people who ended up doing Sesame Street when there were other appearances they would not do.
Right, right. Well, I don't mind telling you that I had a lot to do with that,
I'm
you know,
sure.
introducing her to the show, because I knew her off the show. I met her through someone else. And I also wrote that bit. I'm not going to be shy or self-effacing. I was very happy to write that bit and be instrumental in getting her on the show. We teasingly call each other the other Sonia from the Bronx. She calls me that and I call her that. And I think that was probably one of the most wonderful moments that I had on Sesame Street. Also, a
wait,
great
why was
moment.
It, why was that one of the most wonderful?
Well, the fact that she was a Supreme Court justice, this is more than being, not more important, but somehow more, you know, a part of the constitutional fabric of the United States. And she happened to be a New Yorican just like me, in addition to also having the same name. And I don't know, it just kind of was, I don't want to say more important than Celia Cruz or Tito Puente and Ray Barreto when those Latino stars were on the show. And I was, Sonia was kind of a step up, a serious step up.
So your mission was manyfold, right, on Sesame Street. I mean, even though, especially with Jim Henson at the helm, it was in the end always about entertaining both kids and
yes.
the parents that had to sit and watch with them,
right?
Right,
right. Right.
But there were all these other things that, because it was children, you had to be aware of. And one thing that not only Sesame Street did, but that Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, talked about a lot was comforting children in times when they might be afraid.
Yes.
I want to play a clip from the show, the special that Sesame Street ran after 9/11. And there was a fire at Hooper's store on the show. Elmo got very scared, and so a firefighter showed up and showed Elmo his protective gear.
This helmet protects my head in case something heavy falls on it. And this mask, well, sometimes in a fire, there's lots of smoke.
There was a lot of smoke at Hooper's store, remember?
Yeah.
And if I breathe in too much smoke, it can make me sick. So I carry my own air in this tank, and if I need it, I breathe it in through this mask. How do I look?
Okay.
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you go about so carefully crafting a show like that?
Well, that was a four-part show. As you mentioned, it was right after 9/11, and the four segments were bullying, tolerance, loss, and the fear, which is what the segment you just showed addressed. And these were feelings that children were having, and as they were watching coverage on television of that horrible event, and of course a lot of research came in, and they said kids, you know, they see all these firemen and they could be frightening, the smoke could be frightening, so let's clarify that. You start off from a very specific place, very specific goals, with a research department who says this is what the kids should come away, the information the kids should come away with. And then the writers have to make it funny or charming or whimsical or appealing. So it's more than a pamphlet that any government agency might produce for children.
Can you remember a time when you Sesame Street may have gotten it wrong or not quite right?
Yes. They did a show on divorce, and the Snuffleupagus's parents were getting a divorce. They went through great expense to produce this show, and then they tested it with kids, and kids came away with, anybody who sleeps on the sofa means they're going to get a divorce. So they never showed it.
Mm.
That was when they didn't succeed there. And also when they expanded the cast, the show around the corner, and they made the street very big, there were too many characters then. And they pulled the show back. And I think that's to their credit. Not a lot of people will make a big expansion on a show and then admit that it wasn't the greatest idea. They said, look, it's not working. The kids, it's too confusing. You know, we have to keep them. They are our masters, so we have to cut back on the show. And they did that. They pulled the show back.
So, my last question is, why do you think Sesame Street has lasted as long as it has? It's still, I mean, it's on HBO now. It's still pulling in very, very good numbers. Why?
I think the Muppets are certainly the heart and soul of the show. I think that people relate to their zaniness, their irreverence, because it always amazes me that they love the show in China and they love the show in Japan. It's a very American show. But everybody likes the idea of going crazy and losing control, you know, in a safe environment. And certainly we are associated with very good human role models. And the show is smart. It's a children's show, but it retains the smartness that it always has. I fear that a lot of children's shows now are very, very so concerned with teaching proper messages that they kind of lose their sense of fun and humor and smartness that an adult can watch with the child. And I think Sesame Street always has that underlying wink at the camera.
That's Sonia Manzano, who played Maria on Sesame Street for more than 40 years. She will be at Atlanta's Center for Puppetry Arts this Saturday at 7 p.m. for an event that celebrates the women of the Muppets. Sonia, thank you so much.
Sure thing. Looking forward to seeing everybody in Atlanta.